Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. First one today comes from Lauren. After spending more than a year in running shoes and finally getting reconstructive surgery on my ankle, I found that my feet have grown. My previously go-to supportive work shoes are now painfully impossible. I need good arch support, ankle stability. And of course, I'm an unusual size, so it makes it a little bit harder. As these shoes will be an investment, what is the most versatile place to begin a smart casual shoe wardrobe? Now, I'm guessing that you probably wear more pants than skirts, given you've been spending a year in runners. If so, the place I would start with would be a flat ankle boot. Some of the things to look for would be, of course, because I think an ankle boot's going to give you a bit more ankle support. A knee-high boot is also a fantastic place to start. And this is great for winter in particular, where you can happily wear your knee-high boots with skirts and dresses. And you can have beautiful flat knee-high riding style boots that are very supportive. And, you know, there's lots of different ones. And if you need to have orthotics, you know, often you can go buy, you know, a half a size or whatever bigger to actually get your orthotics in. So my thought would be both ankle boots and a knee-high riding style boot, both of them flat. Don't need to have a heel on them. But this is where I find everybody's feet are different. There's no one brand that works for everybody. One person's comfort shoe is somebody else's uncomfort shoe or discomfort shoe. So this is where I couldn't recommend brands, but it is one of those things. Just go and try on lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of different ones till you find the ones that are comfortable for you. Of course, in summer, things like sandals, there are some quite comfortable sandals. Sadly, they just don't have ankle support, so I'm not quite sure what you're going to do so much in summer. In summer, you could even think about a nude ankle boot or one of the ones that has the toe, like the open toe, in a nude color, and that would give you the ankle support without with a little bit of summer. And if it's nude, it's less obvious that it's more of a boot. Another option too is a good Oxford shoe. So kind of a brogue or Oxford style shoe is also a great place to start. So that would be what I would recommend if you have to go out looking for very specific sorts of shoes, because I know it can be very hard to find shoes that are comfortable, particularly when you have foot and ankle issues. The next question comes from Tiffany, who says, how do I style the long blazer? It's very fashionable right now when you're petite and short, or do you just not do it? Now, if you want to do something like the long blazer, what you want to do is almost treat it like it is a dress. So don't go too short, actually go longer and treat it like it is like a tunic kind of, you know, we want to get down to the mid thighs, then treat it like it's a dress. Make sure what can really overwhelm petites is too much fabric. So make sure it doesn't have too large a lapel, that it's got a small or refined lapel, nothing too big in the lapel. I'd also push up the sleeves to wear it as a three-quarter sleeve. So keep it shorter in the sleeves, because that will actually make the whole garment look a bit smaller. If the sleeve comes down too far into the hand, you tend to find that any sort of jacket or blazer or, you know, looks larger. It looks too big. So really noticeable. So, you know, at least to the wrist, but if not, I'd actually push up the sleeves, because pushing up the sleeves makes your legs look longer as well. So I'd be shortening the sleeves up. If you have a waisted shape, pop a belt over it too. Almost treat it like, you know, do it up, belt it, and that is also right on trend at the moment. Treat it like it is a bit of a kind of a short coat dress. So that would be something I would be looking at, and just making sure that it really fits you well through the shoulders. It's not too large and doesn't have too much fabric. And wear it with like a pair of really skinny jeans or something like that. You don't want to have, because it's a voluminous garment, you don't want to have two parts of volume. You could also wear it with a column of colour in the middle as well to have that elongating effect. Or if you're wearing it done up, wear the bottom and the blazer in the same colour to create that sort of column of colour, so we're not breaking up the body so much. But I'd actually kind of take it down to almost mid-thigh. If you're going to wear a longer blazer, wear a longer one, treat it like a dress. If you are more petite or if you are just short-legged, this is going to help it work better for you. So there you go. Last question is from Sue. How do you add more allure to your outfits without being overtly sexy? And this is an interesting question because everybody's version of a sexy is different. And so, you know, like one person's, you know, I'm exposing a whole lot is somebody else's, I'm not showing anything. And so this is a very difficult question because it comes down to what you like personally. But some of the things you can think about is definitely having that hourglass or female sort of shape. So emphasizing that shape. So not wearing large, oversized or baggy clothes. That would be the first thing. And the second thing would be to think about is showing a little bit of skin. So it can be things like a little bit of décolletage, a little bit of back, you know, a little bit more leg, things like that. Whatever is the part of your body you are happy to show off, because, you know, we don't all necessarily want to show everything off. And then the next thing would be seeing a little bit of skin whilst covered. So when we think about fabrics that do this, it could be things like slightly mesh based. So more sheer fabric. So something that's, you know, kind of like a little bit more sheer. So it could be things like a fine chiffon where we can see kind of through it. It could be a mesh. It could be lace, something like that, where we get to see that kind of hint of skin without it being uncovered. And then, of course, the other thing is softer fabrics rather than stiff or hard fabrics. And then thinking about touchable fabrics. So this is where velvet and velour and those kind of really buttery soft leathers and fur, those sorts of things have an allure to them because they have a real, people want to reach out and touch them. And of course, that makes you more alluring. So, you know, you don't necessarily need to be form-fitting, plunging necklines, all those sorts of things if that is not for you. But it's that kind of little hints of sexy, I guess. And of course, how you want to do it is up to you. But it is, you know, whether it's showing a little bit of skin or just the idea of it. And I think that's partly where that allure comes in. And it can be even things like the color red is seen as very sexy. They did some research into internet dating profiles and they found that men clicked way more on women who were wearing red than any other color. It is the color of passion. It does grab attention. So, you know, it's not the black that's sexy. It's actually the red that's sexy though. So that is also something you could think about as well. And like pinks can also be seen in that way as well, though a softer version of red. So yeah, you know, even things like, you know, wearing a kind of little fascinator hat with a bit of a veil over it, it's that little bit of mystique that often can make you appear more sexy and interesting. I'll always remember one year I went to a fancy dress party and I had on a, you know, kind of, I think I was trying to be kind of Moroccan sort of thing. I can't even quite remember, wearing a caftan and I wore like a face covering. And I can tell you, I never had so many people, guys, trying to chat me up because they wanted to see behind the mask. So it was quite an interesting thing. It was like less can be more. So yeah, so the female shape showing off, it doesn't have to be skin tight. You can still be fitted and shaped without it being skin tight. And then thinking about the different fabrics and whether they're touchable, like they I want to reach out and touch them, or they're just soft and flowing and things like that as well. So thank you for your questions. Please keep sending them to me, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com. And do let me know what it is that you would like to for me to answer in my next video. Thanks for watching and bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit insideoutstyleblog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.